save Earth.
America tonight, the world has lost another legend, certainly when it comes to the music industry. We're going to dive into that. Plus, in this hour, VPs. You know, I had my silly list. If there was a Hail Mary or some sexy, and when I say sexy, some out-of-the-box, crazy, kind of a sexy VP, who would it be? But in all honesty, you got to think the VP is what, a couple of heartbeats away from the presidency. You know, two heartbeats, their own and the president, so one really. Who would the clear choice be for VP because they could become the president? So I've got a little list that I compiled, and I think it's going to be somebody who's boring and safe. Boring and safe, somebody who can spin reporters' questions, somebody who can handle the national attention, somebody who can rally a portion of the base is what I'm betting on. And what a way to start, and the reason I start with that is because, for what it's worth, Time Magazine does its 100 most influential people. And on the list, Ron Paul, for his influence in politics, in libertarian type views, smaller government, all that stuff, and really reaching younger people. So he didn't make the list to become the president on the Republican side of the aisle, but he makes Time Magazine's list. How about that? Mitt Romney did not make the list, by the way, but Ron Paul did. Also making the list, somebody who would be on the short one for VP, Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, who a lot of people keep pushing as the guy that should be on what I call the undercard for the Romney ticket. Romney, the presumptive Republican nominee for president. Because after all, really now, it's about the general election. Dick Clark didn't have to get elected to anything. Dick Clark was Mr. Uber popular. He was as cool can be, even if you're really super young. Dick Clark was around for a long time. In fact, he really first ever started his career in 1929. His father owned a radio station. And his list of awards, Emmys, Grammys, he's inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He's got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He was one of the wealthiest men in Hollywood because he was a business guy. He got it. He got what people wanted on TV. Dead at the age of 82 after a heart attack back in 2004, Dick Clark had a mild stroke, and he was never really quite the same, at least when it came to appearances. He did a thing called Rockin' Eve that I know all of you saw at least one time in your life, or a few moments of it, because you would turn on the tube to watch the ball fall at Times Square, because it signifies, hey, it's another year. He started doing that in 1972, 30-some years, 2004 up to then. And he really would come back and make little appearances, too. Once Ryan Seacrest took over, like in 2006, he was still coming on the show to at least make an appearance. And the guy's looks, you never knew how old he was until he had the stroke. They used to call him America's oldest teenager, and he's credited with really helping the careers of many, many people in the rock and pop industry, and the programming that he produced, the amounts of programming that this guy put on the tube, like $25,000 pyramid, TVs, bloopers and practical jokes, the American Music Awards, and whatnot. Just hours and hours of tube. So he got it. He transcended the music business and, you know, went on to do really huge things. I want to correct myself. 29 is, of course, when he was born. He started his career at his father's radio station, though, as I said, in the early 50s, and went on to big fame after he did American Bandstand. And that was around for a long, 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 long time. Here's a little snippet of Dick Clark really thanking American Bandstand. He knew what it meant to really launch him.
Thank all of the artists and all the kids who appeared on American Bandstand while it was on the air for almost 40 years.
Unbelievable.
Thank you.
Yeah, almost 40 years, really spanning all those generations. So lots of people have memories of Dick Clark, and here's what some had to say.
Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve will be remembered for years.
He brought up music and I mean, God, New York City. I mean, how can you not think of Dick Clark when you're standing here?
He was just a great guy, you know. I mean, he was in American Bandstand.
He's Mr. New Year's Eve.
I don't know how he stayed so young looking, but I guess we all got to go sometime.
The ball will drop, and the new year will come, but he will be sorely, sorely missed.
Yeah, I have a feeling that this year's celebration, certainly there will be tributes. ABC isn't stupid. They'll have tributes to Dick Clark. But I have a feeling it'll be really jammed in New York City. Not that it isn't every single year, but I bet record crowds. So you want to share a memory, too, of New Year's or something you know about Dick Clark, something you saw that you liked, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. And Dick Clark, at a couple of times in his career, made the top 100 Time magazine list. And this year on the list, it's kind of the usual suspects, meaning if they had even a little ounce of fame, and the way fame is now, when you explode on Twitter and Facebook and it goes viral, you probably make this list, like Jeremy Lin, when they're naming a word after you, Lin Sanity, and he stepped on off the bench onto the floor for the Knicks and changed his life. Or if somebody says they're T-bowing when they're kneeling to pay homage to the Lord, well, Tim Tebow, that's him. He makes the list because why? He was the quarterback for Denver. He stepped in and he became uber, uber famous, now a backup with the Jets. Also on the list, there are comedians and a couple of other people in politics, like Kirsten Wiig made the list from Saturday Night Live because she had the big movie Bridesmaid. But here's what I want to know. If you did a top 100 list, who would make your top three? Who would be your top three most influential people in the world? Let's call it the world, not even just the U.S. Who are the most influential people? 855-266-KATE. Meet you in a few.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you got a good memory about Dick Clark in your life, share it here on America Tonight. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Don't worry, we're going to dip into controversy a little bit later in this hour. Plus, we have a dungeon moment. Let's go to Bud in New Jersey. Hey, Bud, thanks for the call.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
Good. What's your memory of Dick Clark?
Well, I remember when I was a little kid, I watched my sister play hooky from school, and she went over to the bandstand and got caught by my mother. And then from there, I met him when I was a little kid. And Frankie Avalon, he was in bandstand, and he had dated my sister. And my dad built Frankie Avalon's steakhouse. So everybody piled over to the new steakhouse in Cherry Hill.
And wow.
This is how I met him. And I met everybody when I was a young kid.
Wow, how cool is that? So the steakhouse, what was the name of the steakhouse in Cherry Hill? Do you remember?
It was right on Route 70 on right close to the chocolate house there called Frankie Avalon Steakhouse. It was built around 1962, around that time. And of course the racetrack was on the other side of the road, you know, like that. And he had a grand opening. Dick Clark was there, Chump Checker was there, Pop Boom was there. Everybody was there. And I remembered I was about 12 years old then.
Wow, how cool that you got to be there for that. And I know that area well, as I'm from there. Garden State Racetrack, by the time I was a kid, across the street from it was the Latin Casino. But I
That's
bet
right.
that there's people in my family that would know about the Frankie Avalon Steakhouse. And
right down the street was the Hawaiian Cottage.
Yes, yeah. I know, I've heard them talk about that too. And boy, lucky you. You had a front row seat to some pretty famous names. That's very cool. When you're 12 years old, that's eye-popping stuff. When you know you're 12 and you're meeting all these people who are on TV and who are singing, Frankie Avalon is a very big deal. I mean, you know, now they have Jersey Boys, and everybody talks about Jersey Boys, the big hit on Broadway that's traveling around the country. Some of you listening to us in other places might have seen it, but boy, good for you. That's very cool.
I also saw Chubby Checker coming around my block. He got married in Pennsauken.
Yeah.
I remember seeing all the good singers came out of New Jersey and Philadelphia that went into Bandstand. If you look at the history of.
Yeah, and that makes sense because Bandstand was started in Philadelphia and ultimately they moved it to Los Angeles. But when it first started off, it was there. So Bud's right. Everybody came to Philly and they went on that show because Dick Clark had the top hits and all of that. And he really helped. He really cared. What I heard is he really cared about a lot of the artists and he tried to help them however he could. And he helped try to develop even some of those careers, and then he went on to program all that TV. Bud, I love it. Bud from New Jersey, thanks so much for walking down memory lane. That is very cool stuff. How about that? You know, it's when you're a kid, when you're that age especially, you're not quite as jaded. And so it's got to be cool when you're there and you're meeting all these people, like I said, that are on the tube. It'd be like if you met you know, some of the people that we see in these shows that have the highest viewers. So whatever the production is, whether it's the CSIs or whether it's like I watch, you know, of course I watch the independent stuff or on the other networks, Fringe, for example. I like Fringe. I like some of the HBO stuff. And in fact, I like Boardwalk Empire. And it would be pretty interesting if you're sitting there with your family and you look over and you're seeing all these people come in and then they, you know, you get introduced to them. So Dick Clark certainly touched a lot of lives and a lot of people will come out to pay homage to him. They already are coming out of the woodwork, young and old, because he still continued to help people, you know, even after he had that stroke, younger people in their early 20s, you know, and maybe even younger than that. It wasn't just about older musicians, but it was about just anybody in the music industry. And he had tons of money because he got it. He was an entrepreneur and he had his finger on the pulse of what was going on, which is why ultimately everything moved to LA so they could do all those productions. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Talking a little Dick Clark. Like I said, we're going to jump into some wicked controversy, guys. I got to tell you. You've got Ted Nugent, who says the secret, well, he doesn't say it, but the Secret Service is going to question him about some comments he made. And then you have another controversy with troops posing with bodies. See, I think what the discord is that we're seeing lately is we don't live in a world that we lived in, let's say, like even the 80s, maybe early 90s. The cell phones, the iPads, social media has changed everything. There is no, taking a picture and sending it to somebody and it doesn't go viral. There are no secrets. You know, that's it. Social media has killed secrets. So if anybody wanted to get away with anything, they can't be taking pictures and posting them or sending them to the wrong people who will sell them out and turn around and sell those photos. I mean, and this is serious stuff. This is costing careers. The Secret Service, going with the advance teams to Cartagena, Colombia, and doing what they shouldn't have done, and there was too many of them, and ultimately getting in a fight with one of the prostitutes, then the whole house of cards falls down and careers just tumble in an instant. in an instant. Then you have all the nonsense with the General Service Administration. People didn't even know what, you know, it's basically the landlord part of the government. People didn't even know it existed for the most part. And all of the crazy nonsense and scandal that's coming out of that. And see, here's the thing. It's not just about the scandal, the shock, the careers. There's going to be criminal charges that come along with some of this stuff. And I don't understand why there's a disconnect with so many people. I'm going to say, if I were going to just take a random wild shot at it, because, you know, I love polls and I love percentages. It probably goes hand in hand with how much I like sports. Sports is about history and numbers and all of that. So I'm going to say that now probably at least 70% of Americans don't understand the impact that social media has, and cell phone photos, flipping those cell phone photos, because I think a lot of it comes from that, or iPads or whatever device they use, and sending it out and where it ends up. Where it ends up. And this is what the deal is. The disconnect between the people who are doing whatever and then thinking that they're safe and nobody's going to find anything out. Hey, we'll just pose with these bodies. Woohoo! Yay, we got the bad guys. Let's take some photos. Let's get some photos going. And you know what's going to happen here is, and it's already happened, there's going to be an investigation. In one of the pictures, a paratrooper posed next to an unofficial patch placed between a body that read "Zombie Hunter," while in another photo, soldiers posed with Afghan police holding the severed leg of an insurgent bomber. I mean, I get that pressure, that unbelievable boiler room, in a sense, that they're in. I'm just making a crazy analogy here, but I guess the pressure and where they could be dead in an instant, where it could have been them blown up by another IED or whatever. So I get it. The problem is, in taking these pictures and then writing these things, they're costing themselves their careers and maybe more. And in the whole propaganda war, this just feeds that sick fire. And you can't put it out. We got to get out of Afghanistan, let's face it. It is time to pack up and roll. Time to pack up and roll. You agree? 855-266-KATE.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough Shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're going to put somebody in the dungeon. Oh, yeah, you're going to like this. Or actually, you're not going to like it. And that's why we're putting them in our dungeon. If somebody accepts our request to come on the show, we give them a key. In other words, I send them a key, and they can be released at least temporarily. Only a few people have ever accepted the key. They don't like being thrown in the dungeon, even if they've never heard of the show or me. But we have a whole lot of fun doing it. If you want to weigh in on Dick Clark and the impact he had on the industry or your life, certainly do that at 855-266-KATE. It's easier to say the numbers, 855-266-5283. Dipped into some of the big controversies of the day, and I really feel for the troops, and I think all of you know that. Deep down, that... To me, there's two reasons for doing America Tonight, for when I started doing America Tonight. One, the lack of action in Washington. It's ridiculous. Every time I went to Washington, even when I was doing sports, I'd talk to people and I'd say, I understand that you can't wave a little magic wand and make everything happen, appear, and boom, have compromise and see the wheels just really turn. But I don't get the fact that there are solvable things here and they're not happening. And it's always about reacting to whatever the crisis is. That we're like a nation of reactionaries. That's it. Can we ever get ahead of the curve? You wonder why. Oh, we're behind in math and science. Oh, when it comes to health care, we're not even in the top 10. You know, pick whatever you want to pick, and we can talk about it. Immigration, this run amok. Student visas, why would we ever track student visas? We give you a visa, you come in, and then hang out as long as you want to, and oops, something happens or almost happens. We find out that person was here on a student visa. Why? Because nobody ever thought of tracking them down, finding out when they left, what happened. It's crazy. You know, it's like, oh, no, did they think that we were coming into Disneyland? And you just pay the price, you're in, and that's it. Have fun at the park. I don't care what you do. But I hope you're not going to do anything destructive. So that was one of the reasons. And the other reason was that I come from a long line of military people. I never served, but I would hear the stories from the time I was a kid, and I was always fascinated by the sacrifice and the honor. That's the thing, the honor. I got that from all of my great uncles and my grandfather and on down the line, how proud they were to serve in whatever capacity that they served. And there is definitely things that families go through, and there is definitely a disconnect, I think, with a lot of people, maybe some of them on the Hill, that the sacrifice is just not shared. It's not shared. And it's because we have this war, but it's not in the minds of a lot of people a war other than when they read about it. So you got now troops again posing with mangled bodies of Afghan bombers. And you heard me say, and this is true, we know the risk, we know the pressure. So you can only imagine. And they're kids. Hey, for goodness sake, kids. That's who's serving, especially on any of the front lines and all the danger areas. Yes, there could be other, well, I'll call them commanders because it's various ranks, that pop in and out. But ultimately, your grunts are young people. So, an American soldier, see, this is what I said, cannot keep a secret. American soldier released photos to the Los Angeles Times. And the reason he said he did it is he wanted to draw attention to the safety risks of what was happening, that he said there was a breakdown in discipline and leadership. So, cat's out of the bag. The LA Times publishes the pictures, and once that's published, then heads are going to roll, pardon the pun. So you have a soldier in one photograph from the Army's 82nd Airborne Division with a dead insurgent's hand on his shoulder. It's one of 18 pictures that the Times got of the troops posing with dead bodies, with the mangled remains, as I described it, of these insurgents who were trying to kill them. I mean, let's face it. That's the deal. They were trying to kill them, and you know, it's very macabre. But this is the kind of pressure and the things that's right there in front and center for them. You had, you know, two soldiers holding a dead man's hand with a middle finger raised. You had a soldier leaned over the bearded corpse while clutching his hand. And I already told you about the one. So now careers are going to be mangled, and there's going to be more problems in the relationship with the Afghans, because these photos aren't just with the LA Times. What did we say earlier? I said there's a disconnect. They're viral. They're viral. And they're used as propaganda now for anybody who wants to do the soldiers harm, for everybody who's serving. So we're back in that same predicament that we still have been in from, you know, not too long ago, a month or so ago. And I said, we need to be out of there. We need to be out of Afghanistan. we need to roll. That's it. You know, you had suicide attacks on two bases of the 1 Brigade's 1st Battalion, the 508th Parachute Infantry Regiment, killed 6 U.S. soldiers and 4 Afghan interpreters. Now, the platoon whose soldiers posed for the photos was part of that battalion. The soldier who gave up the photos and 2 other people from that battalion said in different interviews that they and some others had complained of inadequate security at 2 bases. So that's great. So they're not safe on the bases. I mean, they're not safe anywhere. Not safe anywhere. Now, the Times wrestled with what they should publish, so they decided to publish just a small group of the photos and that they would report on the aspects of the mission in Afghanistan, and that the allegation is that the images show that there's a big breakdown in discipline and that that's hurting U.S. troops. But I think now, certainly in the minds of local Afghans, this is going to incite violence. Then is it going to cause needless casualties? So the soldier comes forward because he's upset and says that this shouldn't happen and the right things aren't happening there. But the problem also is he also at the same time puts everybody in danger as a result of that. Ugh. And it's already starting. And this, you know, it's going to be bigger. It's going to explode into something much bigger. I can't wait to see what Hamid Karzai has to say about the photos, because this is a perfect, perfect opportunity for him, and that's what will happen. You know, the photos were taken during a year-long deployment. There were 3,500 people in that brigade. They lost 35 men. There's a website, for those of you who don't know it, called iCasualties.org, and it tracks casualties. So 23 of the 35 were killed by homemade bombs or suicide bombers. You can see the reason in their heads for the poses, because of what happened to their own people. But you can't do it. So in March, you have a sergeant who goes on a nighttime shooting rampage in 2 Afghan villages, kills 17. Now you have this predicament with the 18 photos of soldiers posing with corpses, and the poses are unreal. Before that, the start of the year, you had, actually, let's just roll this back and give you the accurate timeline. Follow the bouncing ball for a second. In January, you have that video on the internet, shows 4 Marines urinating on some Afghan bodies. In February, you have the accidental, and it was, burning of copies of the Quran, a few of them, at Bagram Air Force Base. That led to riots, and people died as a result of that, including 6 Americans. In March, you had, as I said, the nighttime shooting rampage, and now you have these photos. Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? We have Ryan Crocker, the U.S. ambassador, who's saying, oh, we need even more time. We need to stay on the ground. We need to be in Afghanistan for longer if necessary. Are you kidding me? How much danger can we put on the heads of all these other battalions and groups of men and even women that are serving? I mean, these pictures are, you know, are going to upset the balance in Afghanistan. So, of course, the Pentagon says that it's wrong and they're going to investigate and we're going to get to the bottom of it. Well, that's just great, but it's not going to help the people on the ground. So what does it do? It's another blow to our very tense relationship with Afghanistan. And NATO, too, by the way. What do you think we should do? Is it time to just say, forget it, let's cut our losses, we've got to get out of Afghanistan? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Hi,
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
I like to see you move right across the floor. I like to do the thing till you call for more. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me.
All right, we're hitting the finish line of this hour of America Tonight. I know, stop your whining about the new number, but let me give it to you again. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Now, this last couple of weeks has been all about scandal, and now we've just thrown another one out there because of what I just mentioned, the soldiers, again, posing with lots of dead bodies and then some pretty explicit poses, and they're sure to rock the Afghanistan environment. So I say, time to get out. You got people that are just exhausted, cannot deal with the fact that the bases aren't safe, and who can blame them? So time to move them on out. Let's just, yeah. And what does the Pentagon say? They acted out of ignorance. And we're disappointed that the paper published the photos they had. Well, the Times is going to do it. They're going to sell papers. That's the business they're in. Free press, whether you agree with it or not. And if the soldier, which is what happened, came to the editor, which a publisher, which ultimately happened, then here's these photos. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They're going to publish them. This isn't the old days where everything was covered up and it was sort of cherry picking. Let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Whose dirty laundry are we going to reveal today? And whose are we just going to keep quiet about? Because that's what it was. And now it's all fair game. Fair game. In some cases, I don't agree with some of the things that are written that are just crazily, highly inflammatory with absolutely no backing. But having said that, there is absolutely no question having a free media is much better than the alternative. None of you, trust me, want a state-run media where the government gets to, because trust me, we get close to that at times, where the government tells you what can be on the airways. We don't want to see that. Oh, no, 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 no. Because you can always tune out what you don't like on the tube, blogging, you don't have to read it, radio, anything. I mean, of course, you have free will to do what you like and listen to what you like, and that's the, you know, that's the good news with that. All right, so we've got a dungeon moment for you. And I probably should have done this a couple of days ago, but I was just so weary of hearing about the General Services Administration. It's easy to beat up on the Secret Service. They're a soft target with all of the things that are starting to come out about the prostitutes and whatnot. But I have to say, there is nobody worse lately anyway at these congressional hearings than Jeff Neely. And if you don't know the name Jeff Neely, I want you to pay attention. Jeff Neely is one of these guys that is so arrogant. He takes a paycheck for $177,000, demands that he get these increases, lobbies all over the place to get his $9,000 on top of that, because he's just doing such a fabulous job of running the GSA, that he ends up taking every single shortcut you can imagine, including taking his wife, we've done some of these stories, on a trip to Asia, various parts of Asia, and not paying for it. His trip might be paid for, but he didn't pay a cent for her trip. Then, the gall of Neely, he has to go to Vegas 9 times to oversee an event there that they're going to spend close to $1 million on. I mean, really. And so he's letting us bankroll his fun. We know that. We've talked about that. He pleads the fifth, and every third day, another memo comes out that Neely has written saying that, ooh, we better get while the getting's good. We need to do whatever we can to make sure we get some extra rooms. Time to partay. And one of the witnesses said that they were extremely afraid of Neely and asked that any comments on Neely remain anonymous because they were afraid of retaliation. So he was a little dictator in the government. He had his own little government going on, the government of fun and spend. So Neely needs to do some prison time. If he doesn't, it's a sham. And he's been the focus of a lot of things lately. The panel, the committee the other day asking whether Neely or anyone else believed the money they were spending was their own. I think they believe that. That's pretty easy to figure that out. So 8 people from the GSA are on administrative leave. Jeff Neely, shame on you, brother. It's one thing to take a couple of pens, maybe some paper. Maybe you have, I don't know, help yourself to some of the extra water that's in the fridge. But to shove it in everyone's face by writing memo after memo, cackling at the fact that there's no oversight for the GSA. Ridiculous. So for that, Jeff Neely, we're going to put you in our own little homemade dungeon. Donovan, escort him in.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah. I hope they nail them. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, Kate. Let's say you're, okay, big sandy beach.
Yep.
Somebody shows you a picture of sand. Would that be a big thing? Probably not, right?
No.
If you went to, like, a coffee shop and somebody said, hey, look, Kate, I got a picture of coffee. You know, like, isn't it cool? You know, you go, yeah, okay, no biggie. If you went to the ocean and then you're out there on a cruise line and somebody shows you a picture of the ocean, you're going to go, yeah, I got that. It's no biggie. And you know what, Kate? If somebody shows you in combat an enemy leg or an enemy hand, it's no biggie. I'll tell you what, Kate, that leg probably hit that dude when it blew up, okay? And you know what? In combat, you have body parts flying all over the place, and sometimes it's part of your friend. Sometimes it's part of your own leg.
Yeah, okay?
This is a mountain made from a molehill, okay, from an anthill, from a tiny – this is nothing. And so we shouldn't even be putting it on the news because it's nothing. This is what happens in combat. You know, as soon as the military would put a camera on a plane, they did, you know. And, you know, you see gruesome – there's miles and miles of film of gruesome – fights between planes and pilots on fire and pieces of pie all over the place. It is nothing. And we need to get out there and go on the offensive and say, what do you expect? This is war.
But you know what? I agree with that statement about what do you expect? This is war. That's why I said you have kids out there deployed for a year. Every day they think they're going to be slaughtered. 35 others were killed, but I know what everybody else will say to me, and they will attack me, Tomas. And I say this, and I agree with you, that this is the problem. War is hell. This is what happens. And you're expecting, see, this is what the Pentagon will say, and everybody else will say, well, this is despicable. We can't have this. There's no way, because they're making fun of. They're calling them zombies. They're holding up their body parts and snapping photographs and posing with them so they can show their friends that, hey, look, here's some of the insurgents, baby, when they go back to the bar at home. I get that. But it's too late. The cat's out of the bag. It's out there. And there's no way that Afghanistan folks will accept that. As you know, Tomas, there's no way. It is a public relations nightmare. And it's not a big deal because you have 18 photos that were published in a major American newspaper and went viral. So there's no way to reel that back in. It's Abu Ghraib times five. And that's the thing. That's why I say it's time to get out, time to leave, because these trophy photos are, unfortunately, somebody always leaks them out, and it's going to cost other soldiers their lives. That's the thing. It's going to cost a lot of people their lives, I think.